House Bill 1087, an act to revise the property tax levies for the general fund of a school district.
House Bill 1087, having had its second reading, is now up for final consideration.
Point
are there any
order.
Remarks? Senator Ketzel.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Earlier in the day, didn't we say that House Bill 1197 would follow House Bill 1258? But it follows 1258, right? Just out of curiosity.
To the top of the calendar. Okay. We will take House Bill 1087. Are there any remarks on House Bill 1087?
Mr. President.
Senator Everest.
If 1087 is an act to revise the property tax levies for the general fund of a school district, then I'd like to address that bill.
It is.
Thank you. I'll be very brief. The hour is getting late. This is a bill that we do encounter every single year, so we're very familiar with it. It does nothing more than the title says. It revises the property tax levies for the general fund of a school district. These are statewide levies, and I will go through them with you. Currently, we are at 13.93 for commercial property. The levy would change to 12.90. Ag property is currently at $4.04. It would change to 3.74. Owner occupied is at 6.52. It decreases to 6.02. Ag Z is at 5.04 and it goes down to 4.74. These levies are important, and I'm happy today to stand before you with lower levies than last year and appropriate ones. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions that the body may have. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1087. Senator Huttmacher.
Thank you, Mr. President. I really question whether we should pass this bill today or if we shouldn't hold it up. We have an amendment we're looking at on another bill that deals with school district general funds. We haven't passed the general appropriations bill, and I really wonder if it's in our best interest to do this. And I guess I would ask a question of Senator Everest, if I could, Mr. President.
Question?
If we pass this bill today as it is, is that a guarantee that there will be no reduction in state aid and the governor's proposed 3% to state aid education will follow through and there will be no changes?
Senator Everest, do you care to respond?
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you repeat that question
in the general Huttmacher. Bill, when it comes, can you assure me that the aid to education is going to be at the 3% level or what the governor recommended in his state of the state budget?
Senator Everest.
I believe that question would be best addressed to Senator Drake, but it is, I believe at the time, exactly what we were told it would be, which is always the rate of inflation or 3%, whichever is less. So perhaps Senator Drake would like to give us the exact number as it's written in the general appropriations bill.
Senator Drake.
Well, Madam President, or Mr. President, and Madam Leader,
I was out of order. Out of order.
I guess I don't have the exact number sitting right in front of me. It was about $314 million, if I remember right, offhand.
Senator Huttmacher, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, my fear is that we will set these levies, and then we're going to change state aid to education, and we'll have the school districts locked into something that they can't get out of. And I would rather see this bill held over until we do the appropriations bill and do them both at the same time. And I know it takes a two-thirds to suspend the rules. I realize we need to do this bill, but I would rather see them tied together and have that assurance that things are going to be taken care of in state aid.
Further remarks? Senator Everest?
Thank you, Mr. President. And normally I wouldn't hesitate to accommodate a fellow senator if we could defer the bill. But today we do need to get this bill over to the House. They can choose to concur or not concur with these tax levies. I would again ask Senator Drake when we would be approaching the general appropriations bill.
Senator Drake.
Mr. President.
Senator Drake.
Thank you for the question, Senator Everest. General appropriations bill we plan on taking up in the morning and putting on the amendments and then kicking it out after that. The issue that you have at hand is, these numbers have gone through BFM to make sure that they meet those budget requirements as far as for DECA, and that state aid for general education, yeah, that's where these property tax dollars go. And so I wouldn't anticipate that there would be any problem with the mill levies that you've taken today in filling the hole for that particular part, because that is just the local government portion, which is the state aid for education. So,
Senator Everest, you have the floor.
Thank you. And I also stress that no matter what we do, there's no certainty to the amount of money a levy will raise, because we're talking about the future. And so we don't know future valuations. And without that certainty, you could never spread a levy and know exactly what dollars you would raise. But the school aid formula is also a projection. Right, and so the conference committee possibility looms ahead, one which I would truly support if there were a problem. And otherwise, we'd be suspending the rules requiring a two-thirds vote, and I would hope that we could move forward.
Further remarks on House Bill 1087?
Mr. President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, there are three school districts that receive no state aid education. One of them is Dakota Dunes. I don't think they really need it. The other one is the Lee Deadwood District. And as you know, we have Homestake Gold Mine closing. As a result, we're losing tax dollars every year. Now, when we change the mill levy, it's to equalize local effort and state effort. And that's fine for those schools that are receiving state aid education. But in the case of the district that I serve, Lee Deadwood School District, they get no state aid education. And as a result of lowering these tax levies, there will be a loss of $600,000 to the school district. Now you may say, well, they can opt out. That's something that we have done. 2 years ago, I served on a committee. We cut the school budget by $350,000, and then we opted out for a four-year period. This will cause an undue hardship to the Lee Deadwood School District. Therefore, I have an amendment at the desk, Mr. President.
Motion.
A move that House Bill 1087 be amended as follows.
Is there a second? Remarks on the APA motion to amend. Senator APA.
Mr. President, may I speak to the bill and the amendment, please?
That's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. What this amendment does is it states that in the lead school district, the levies that are about to take effect for school districts for the year 2003 will not take effect in the Lee Deadwood School District. The present mill levy that has the overstrikes in the bill, 1087, will remain in effect for the Lee Deadwood School District. Granted, there won't be tax relief. At the same time, there will not be a tax increase. I ask you to accept this amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the APA motion to amend. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, it's difficult for me to stand up here because I quite fully understand what Senator Apa is trying to do in terms of avoiding being involved in these statewide tax levies, and from his perspective, what he's arguing for, I suspect, is local control. Keep my local taxes higher, therefore my school district will benefit. I actually had a bill earlier in the session that would garner, would allow a tap-in by a school district subject to referendum, subject to reserve balances, and limited to 4% for new construction by school districts. And I suspect what I need to do is turn around and use the same arguments that I heard, and perhaps even from Senator Apa at the time, about that kind of local control. It does totally destroy the essence of the school aid formula to do it at this level. I'm not sure that a tap-in does it, although it sidesteps it by allowing local voters to tap into new construction. This simply takes it to the highest possible level and really totally interferes with what the heart of the school aid formula is, which is an equalization formula based on property tax wealth. The more appropriate avenue for the lead Deadwood School District would be to opt out a second time. And I know that that is not a pleasant experience. Perhaps they'd like to bring a bill next year that would allow them to tap in to new construction or other property wealth in that school district. I'd urge you not to destroy everything that we've worked on since 1995, which is now edging up on 7 solid years, and defeat the APA amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks on the APA motion to amend? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is Senator APA's motion to amend House Bill 1087. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The motion fails. Further remarks on House Bill 1087. Senator Moore.
And I said, Mr. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I too would ask you to proceed with caution here today and give careful consideration to this particular bill in terms of maybe slowing it down and deferring it, and I'll commit myself to supporting bringing the measure back up again at a later date. And I realize that Senator Everest and Senator Drake have said, well, you know, this could quite conceivably end up in conference committee if we have a problem. On the other hand, we could have a train wreck in the conference committee and come out of there with nothing. And then we would have a train wreck at the local level in relationship to funding education. I just feel that we need to take a different perspective on it. In as much as we have not seen the budget's not in our file folders yet, we haven't had an opportunity to look at it. And I just think it would be the responsible thing today as we look at approving a budget and moving forward with a levy. I think those two things go hand in hand, and I would ask the body to consider that very carefully. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1087. Senator Drake.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would point out that the funding formula is set as far as for amount per student that goes out, and if anybody's held with the bag, it would be the state as far as having to pick up the dollars. And so I think we'd want to be very careful that the mill levies are right, and that's why I think that we can proceed with this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1087? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1087. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Apa.
No.
Bogue.
Aye.
Rose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Craddock.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
DeHuick.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Dietrich Larry.
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Duxbury. Everest,
aye.
Greenfield,
aye.
Hagen,
no.
Ham,
aye.
Huttmacher,
aye.
Cleven,
aye.
Ketzel,
no.
Koskin,
aye.
Madden, McCracken,
aye.
McIntyre,
aye.
Moore.
No.
Munson. Olson.
Aye.
Putnam.
Aye.
Reedy.
Aye.
Saggers.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Simmons. Bitter. Valesky.
No.
Whiting.
Aye.
Senator Koskinen.
No.
Senator Vitter. Senator Vitter. Mr. President, ayes 26, nays 6, excused 3.
House Bill 1087, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.